Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and leave the lines unmuted. And what I want to just kind of start out with is, does anybody have any issues that they've been dealing with this month or concerns, you know, whether that be with Brand Connect or maybe there's something that you're working on that you're having a challenge with that maybe you want a second opinion on from your group here? I just kind of want to open up the door there just in case anybody has something that they've been wanting to get out there. Okay. All right. And at any time, if you come up with something, please just let me know. But I'm going to go ahead and move on to some of the things that we talked about at boot camp and spring meeting. I think it might just be helpful for you guys to kind of see what was discussed. So I'm going to share my screen because I typed it all in an email when I was there, and I think it's better just kind of have that visual up there. So let me share my screen real quick and then pull this up. All right, so hopefully you all can see my screen now, and if you can't, please just let me know. But basically, the boot camp this time was focused on, towards the end, some local marketing strategies. And I know that we've talked about different marketing techniques here on our calls before, so I just kind of wanted to give you a heads up that this is what the general conversation was about. So we divided everybody into East and West tables. And I'll just go through the top there on the West table starting out. There was a lot of talk about the rewarding experience in a client meeting. So people, you know, some of this will pertain to some of your marketing techniques. Some of this are going to be mostly for the consultants and how they can engage clients. But a couple of things to keep in mind is, so blogging new ways to capture. So basically, they're trying to figure out how to make the blogs interactive. So if you are doing that sort of thing for whoever you're with, if you might be writing blogs or editing blogs or working on the social media aspect of it, this is something where we're trying to figure out different ways to make the blog more than just an article or a Q&A or something. So trying to capture the essence of everything that the consultants do and either make it a video or to post it somewhere in different places and get the word out to maybe come up with different varieties of how that blog will look, the formats, different things like that. iPhone commercials and ads. So I don't actually have an iPhone, so I'm not really sure about the iPhone commercials and ads, but basically just mobile advertising in some way. I think that might be interesting to explore. Let's see. There's a lot of lunch and learn webinars out there. There's a lot of change your life over lunch kind of thing, and I'm pretty sure many of you are working with consultants already that are doing this. So that's just a webinar series that's doing really well for people, and it seems to be a good time of day for interaction and engagement. And then language here. So apparently the word franchising or franchise industry is not as appealing for different people as entrepreneurship, business opportunity, and I have the article back here, and it basically goes through and shows you the Google analytics of these words, and you can see franchising, small business, and then entrepreneurship. And clearly this word is a lot more appealing. So if you are doing the blogging or the social media, or you're trying to create flyers or anything like that, reading this article and kind of scrolling down here into this little brief summary and kind of trying to figure out different words that'll kind of attract more people than maybe franchising is doing for you guys. So I will include this article in the follow-up email so you can kind of look at that and see if that's maybe something you can start thinking about if you are involved with that type of thing. And then let me get my email back up here. And then as we go down on my list here, there's a lot of trend in our clientele right now with women and also, of course, younger people as they start to become part of the business community. And basically networking with them and communicating to them and making sure that the marketing is appealing to every one of those age groups and different people. So just thinking about that trend there. And then, again, Lunch and Learn, Franchise Forum. A lot of these things are going to be for what they are going to be doing, but just wanted to give you a kind of general idea of what some of those marketing things were that they came up with and how to kind of think about how that's going to affect marketing in the future. So I'll send you the parts of this that I think would be helpful for you as well in the follow-up email. Did anybody have any questions about boot camp, or did they have people come back and talk about different things that they were going to try to do? Okay, I'm going to just get rid of that there. Okay, and then the next thing I want to talk about is there's this new thing I'm trying to get started, and it's the recognition program. And this is going to recognize our consultants both with an internal flair and an external flair. And as this recognition program gets built out, I want to make sure that I include you guys because it's going to be a big part of marketing and promoting that office that you work for. So it's still in its early processes. There's a lot to still figure out on exactly what kind of things we'll use, how it will look and sound. But I want to let you know I'm playing around with the Periscope app and the Vine app, and this is for the external recognition. So we might be talking about those different things in the future on a different call, just how to become a part of the, you know, how to work the recognition program and how to really make sure that it's being promoted correctly and what are the different things that consultants can be recognized for. So I'm working on building out the structure of this program, and as it develops, I'll let you know how we can market it and make it a big thing for everybody. Is there any questions about the recognition program or suggestions? Fair enough. Okay. The last thing I wanted to show you guys, so the co-applicant feature recently got released, and I've noticed a few things about it that are a little disappointing. Mostly, I figured the co-applicant would be copied on email campaigns or different emails sent out, but really what the co-applicant feature is another bit of contact information associated with the main lead. So if you go in FranConnect and you're in somebody's primary info and they have, say, a spouse that you want to add in there, when you click into their primary info, there's all these choices over here, and the co-applicant feature is part of that menu. And when you click it, it takes you to this area. And you can add as many as you need, but I added the test here. And when you click into it, basically, this is all you get with the co-applicant feature. When you send an email, you can send it to the co-applicant, but it will also copy the lead's primary info email as well. So it's basically impossible to detach the co-applicant from the lead's primary information as well. So that's kind of a little bit of a bummer, because to send them email campaigns, so if you had a spouse and you put the co-applicant information in there and you put all their contact information in there, they're still not going to receive the high-touch campaign or any other campaigns that they're, so the main primary lead is associated with. To do that, you'll still have to create a separate record, and that's for the spouse, a business partner, you know, anything else that is attached to that lead that you are putting in the co-applicant section there. To receive any kind of campaign, you'll have to do another record for that. And then if you want to send them an email, you can by clicking that button in there, but it will still send to the primary as well. So I'm trying to work with them to see if there's any way that we can maybe change some things about it, because I think that it would be really beneficial to have that co-applicant be attached to those emails, especially if they're, you know, husband and wife and they really, you know, want to receive the same communications. To have that all in one place and to be connected all in the same record would be really helpful, I think. So I am working to see if that is a possibility for us, but at least there can be some contact information in there in case they want to see the wife or husband's information in that co-applicant spot. And when you're looking for a co-applicant, you can search and find one. So what you would have to do, instead of going into lead management and searching in this normal search box, there is a place up here in the CRM when you click search up here. And then from here, just go straight to advanced search, and then you can click co-applicants search data. That way, it'll search through the co-applicants as well, and you'll be able to pull up their name and contact information by searching that way. So has there been any questions about the co-applicant features that haven't been answered, or does anybody have any, you know, further thoughts about it?
Megan?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Betsy. Are you saying if we go through that advanced search and do co-applicants, will it pull up only co-applicants related to specific individuals, or it'll pull up anyone who falls under that co-applicant tab?
Good question.
Do it either way.
In the advanced search, when you click on just co-applicants, it'll pull up all the co-applicants out there. And I do not, I mean, primary info, I'm thinking that it'll also, like, if you were to search a specific lead that's a co-applicant, it would pull up the co-applicant and its primary lead info record as well, since they're pretty much attached. So let's just try it. Let me show you. Let's see what happens. So I clicked co-applicants, and I'm just going to click test. I think I changed this to my friend that emailed. And view data. Oh, hold on. Go back. Okay, so that's what it does. All right, so when you search it, it pulls up, here is my co-applicant, and here's the information that I put in there for that, and it pulls it up like one big long, I guess, thing here, but you can export that into an Excel if there's many co-applicants, but it looks like it does not pull up the primary info. Let's see.
Okay.
Relationship, yeah. So if you want to search just co-applicants, it's down here. Primary info is up here. So let's see what happens. I'm going to just see what we do if we put in the co-applicant name. And then also something in the primary info. Mm-hmm. Let's see what it does. Yep, okay. Still just brings up the same thing. So if you're trying to find just a co-applicant and you put anything in that primary info, it's still just going to bring this up. Okay. Is there any other questions about this feature? Okay. So I did want to, it is going to be a little bit of a shorter call because there wasn't much, I don't think there's many things that people are having trouble with right now. Again, if you do have issues with Brand Connect, I'm not seeing many right now. I haven't heard anything too bad about it. And what's been an issue has been fixed again. Oh, I do want to let you know, I have gotten a couple emails about documents not attaching to franchisor referrals. And that was a big issue when we had the update. And I'm trying to get them to permanently fix this issue. For some reason, it seems to keep popping up here and there. But what I've heard is either when you send it, it's not sending the attachments, or it's sending the attachments and they're blank. So if I don't know if that's just a weird bug again that they have to fix or what, but I'm working with them to try to figure out what is the cause of this and why does it keep happening every once in a while. And so when you're sending it, just make sure that the attachments are there, and they're not blank to begin with. So I'm not really sure what's happening between creating these and sending them where they're showing up blank. But we'll get to the bottom of that, and I'll let you guys know if it persists what to do about it. But I should have that problem wrapped up pretty quickly here. Usually it just, they have like a bug or something in the system and it has to be fixed. So within a couple of days, it should be back to normal, if not today. So I just want to give you a heads up about that, but it shouldn't linger. We should have that wrapped up pretty quick here. All right. Is there any further questions or thoughts or things that you've been testing out in your area that's working for you that you want to talk about now, or anything else that you guys have been thinking of?
I did have one thought now that we were kind of in FranConnect and looking at that. I don't know if it's been talked about or if it's just like not available, but would it potentially ever be possible to get to be able to upload multiple names at one time to make them like new leads into FranConnect versus like if I get a list of 20 people I have to enter in, like doing those one at a time manually?
So I
That's
do know
available. That you can do that. You just
oh, you
to,
can?
Yeah, you can send it to Sherry does it, Sherry Boyer. Up at Fran at headquarters, she'll import everything for you. If you have she'll do it.
And that's okay by her, and that's an open service that she can do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently it used to be that the consultants were able to import them, you know, for themselves because we could import and export, and then they took the import feature off because apparently people were not importing correctly. So you have to go through FranConnect headquarters to do it. But Sherry has always done it for me in the past.
Right. And it used to be Becky, but since she's no longer here, I think that Denise or Sherry can do it. But I would email Sherry first and just have either an Excel spreadsheet of that or I think it's just Excel. But have
it,
all their
it is,
names
but
contact.
It has to be in a very specific format. You're better off asking Sherry, like, just say I've got a list. I need to know what format they need to be in because she's got a blank one that she uses.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, that should make things easier.
Yeah.
Any other things, people?
I have a question about an expo thing. Have we gotten to that yet, or can I?
Sure. What question do you have?
I was wondering if anyone has ever done one where they split it through the day, so they had like an 11 to 2 and then a 5 to 7 all in the same day in the same town?
We did that in Seattle one time.
How did it work?
We ended up, it wasn't originally marketed as two sessions, but I think what ended up happening was it was the year that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and then it was like a big deal in Seattle, and like there was a parade and everything, so we were like, oh no, people are going to be wanting to be at that during the day, which is when it was originally scheduled, and then we opened up an evening one, and so it turned out that there was still, I think it was a majority of the people, like we had, I think it was like 80 people registered total, and I feel like, let's say like 50 of them came to the morning session, but only really like 15 came to the evening session. And that's just, I think it was because of the way that the day was working in Seattle and like the other events happening, but then just like also not really marketing it from the beginning. But we definitely saw that it wasn't an equal split because we didn't have people choose which one they were going to. We just kind of said you have two options. So I think if we ever did do it again, I would say we should, like, make them choose a session. Otherwise, you don't know, like, if you'll get 50 and then 15, which was, like, super, like, uneven. And so that's why we probably won't do it again in the Northwest, but that's how we tried it before.
Are they doing it in the same, like, facility in the same area or two separate areas?
Oh, it was the same exact place. just two different times. The same exact place, the same exact like schedule of events and speakers and everything. It just was in at two times in the same day.
I've worked with some that have done the same event, one location, two different times, and then we've done two different locations. But typically, if it's two different locations, it's, you know, 2 days back-to-back as opposed to all on the same day, because that can be a little bit maddening getting everybody from one place to another, especially if you have the same Zors.
Well, we just did three here this week in three different cities back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Which was exhausting, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But we had really good turnouts, and we did them from 10 to 3 each day. And we had really good turnouts in the first two. And the last one, it was like pulling teeth to get people to register to begin with compared to the other ones. But then we didn't have anyone. I mean, it was just a real small trickle until about 1 hour before we closed down. So, like from 2 to 3, it was really busy with pretty high-quality people. But like from 10 to 2, there was like nothing, really. So we were talking about maybe trying to split it because we thought maybe there's something, you know, like the people we need could go in the afternoon after work, and that was the issue. But I was just kind of curious if anyone had ever done it, what they had seen as far as the results went.
Anytime I've worked with anyone, we've had multiples, especially like three, it always seems like one of them really is kind of a downer versus the rest of them on the number of attendance and stuff. And some of that could be more tied to the location than anything, and it may just depend on the time of day. I mean, there's arguments for every time. You know, lunchtime, it's great because even if people are working, a lot of times they can leave for a lunch break and be gone a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But then evening time, they don't have to worry about it. But if it's someone with kids, then it could be interfering with homework or extracurricular activities and stuff like that. So it's kind of like you're cursed with both times in some ways. You're always going to be pulling different people.
Well, and that was kind of what the thought of doing it both times, you know, doing like an
mm-hmm.
11 to 2 and a 5 to 7, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the same day in the same location, but just, you know, maybe that you would pull different people and it would, you know, get you what you needed. But I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird.
Yeah, I would say that, like, if you did end up doing that, I would just make them select a time that they think they can come. Because then later on they could say, oh, I can't make this time. Could I come to the other one? Then you could say, like, sure, of course. But, like, I would just be cautious of, like, if you don't have them select ahead of time, then you don't know how many will come to each one.
Right.
Yeah, and depending on what you're using for registration, it's, you know, can be pretty easy to have them select a time and then customize the messaging just to make sure that they're clear on the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How did you all market the one in Seattle?
Well, the one in Seattle was just our regular marketing for it, but it, like, just at the end when we did open up a separate time, we just emailed the all the people who had already registered because of the special event that was happening in Seattle. So we, like, had to call kind of, like, 2 weeks ahead to the venue and just the Zors and make sure they were still available and everything. And we didn't charge them any extra for participating in a second one or anything like that. We just asked for their time at the second one and then just emailed the people who have already registered and then added it for all the people that were still to register, added it to our registration site and changed up, like, social posts and everything.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Any other thoughts on expos while we're on that topic?
Three back-to-back is hard.
just throwing that one out there. Definitely believe
a little
bit.
Especially if all your Zors are not the exact same Zors for every single one.
Oh, man. Yep, that would be a lot. That would be a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for your time today. And if you think of anything else, let me know. And as we go through May, be thinking of some things that you would want to talk about or to kind of explore a little. Or as always, if there's any pressing issues, just let me know and I can get that resolved. But as far as Brand Connect, if there's anything in there that you want deeper information on, let me know so I can put together a little thing for us here. But that'll be done for today then. And thank you so much for your time. And I hope everyone has a great rest of their weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, you
too. Thank you. All right, bye.